hits. This is the place to be. How you doing, Brian Corbin? Just hanging out, having fun. And you know what? I've been talking about it. You've been asking about it. And we got him back on the scene once again, my
good friend,
Nyon. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys? How you doing, Brian? It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Oh, my God. This is amazing. How are you? I'm awesome.
Man, let me tell you something. I'm looking right across from here, and we just recently got a chance to do the Toys for Tots, right?
So I didn't
really get a chance to get anything to eat, but I went ahead and they had some bread. So what I did
was I got
some bread, and you bringing the butter.
You the man. I love that. Oh, my God. You got butter for me, brother. Yeah, totally. Yes. I love it.
Hey, look here. I got slow butter, and I got fast dance butter.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to add that, the bread tea that you just mentioned to me in my next song. You know what I mean? How about that?
Oh, man, so I love that.
Oh, my God.
Man, it is such a pleasure to have you back on the scene. You are you're major around this area, these parts, and
thank you.
I'm so proud of you. And what's been happening? I mean, I see on Facebook, and you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, the thing is, the butter is bringing me a lot of butter. So, and we need a lot of that. So I am just meeting a lot of wonderful people. I'm planning to collaborate with bigger artists for my next song that I'm doing, a bunch of songs right now, a couple of duets. Mm-hmm. And it's just a wonderful feeling when you can express the way you feel about, you know, life, love, and relationships, and just people in general. You know, you can put that into words, and you can express that, you can sing. It just puts me on a high when I perform. It's just such a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Well, it really is wonderful, and obviously that listeners do connect with butter. You know, of course, we were, you know, we started out with the original version, but let me tell you something. The, you know, the dance version is really popping. I mean, it's popping just as much as the original. So we're actually having to play. I like to separate them. Sometimes I play them together.
Yeah.
I kind of like to separate them, whatever, like that, because we have so many fans that actually like the up-tempo version, and then you still got the hardcore fans that they can't get enough of the original.
Yeah, I actually do love the original because there's nothing like original, you know what I mean? I love that. But the dance version is also for people who love to do EDMs and raves and all those parties, mm-hmm. and they like to just... You know, what I realize is that people who listen to original music, they listen to the content. And the people listen to remixes, they will listen to the dance part of it. Just like, they just want to feel good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the difference. But even, this just like a 1-2 punch. I'm just trying to get people from both ends to connect with my song. Yeah.
Well, that's the mark of a great artist. And obviously, you're doing that now. A lot of people have asked me, can we expect a full album soon, or do you have another single or some more music coming out?
Totally. I'm working on like 5 or 6 songs, and you're not going to believe I've been on a high lately. You know, I've been working on this thing like 100% full devotion, and I should have my album out by the summer of 2017. So it's going to be a full-fledged album. And it's a mixture of R&B, some pop songs, mm-hmm. and some dark music, because I like to mix it up a little bit.
Right.
But my bass is R&B, the feel. I write visual stuff, you know, songs that show what's going on when I'm singing something. It just shows, it's very visual. So I use that a lot.
Right.
In my production, in my music, yeah.
That's amazing. That is fantastic. What is probably your biggest inspirations as far as to do what you're doing now? What artists did you listen to kind of steer you, you know, this way?
Yeah, okay. Two-part answer. My biggest inspiration is my life. Mm-hmm. I meet people and then I make content based on, like, I meet, you know what I mean? You meet people every day and you create a story. And my life itself is my biggest inspiration. And when you talk about artists, I grew up listening to Prince, Michael Jackson, Smokey Robinson, and all the way to Usher and Keith Sweat, Brian McKnight, you know, name it, Kanye, The Weeknd. So what they do is they have done the same thing. They've been legends, and what they do, they express themselves through music, and that's what drives me, because I want to be like them. You know what I mean? I want to.
Right.
They raise the bar so high, and I want to meet that bar. And with Butter, my producer, everybody who listens to it, they just tell me, man, this is on the Billboard. So we're trying to, you know, kind of, you know, get there, but slowly it's going to definitely happen, and I have no doubts about that.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt at all. And it's funny, because everybody that you mentioned, I am a fan as well. My biggest inspiration, yes, of course, is Prince, because yes, he always pushed himself to be different, you know, but to still be good. And I can see you doing the same.
He didn't care what it was in his lyrics, and he didn't care. He didn't care how he dressed. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to put on a show. And when I do my shows, I have shows at Whiskey A Go Go and bigger clubs in LA. And it's just such a great feeling. I mean, I don't need to eat. You know, it just fulfills me. You know what I mean? When I sing, it's just I'm just happy. I'm just happy.
I'm so glad that you are happy. And here's something that's going to make you happier, because we've gotten such a response off both Butter and the EDM version, you know, of both versions.
Yeah.
We get a lot of listeners that call up and they're saying, they're asking, is like, well, where can we, you know, get the, you know, both versions? You know, what website, or can we download it or whatever? So
yeah,
I'm gonna turn it over to you, so that way you can tell them directly.
Totally, yeah. Butter, both versions are on iTunes, mm-hmm, and Spotify, free on Spotify, of course, iTunes, and also on my SoundCloud. So they can listen to it on that. They can look at the music video on YouTube and Vevo, and it's just, and I want them to know that my more stuff that I'm working on right now is, oh my, it's fire. It's even like hotter than Butter. Oh my God. So it's like, I just can't wait to put it out.
Right.
So yes. Yeah. I'm on it. Totally.
I believe you. And one thing, when I had talked to Alicia Keys, she had said and you're pretty much kind of alluding to that, you know, when you originally did Butter and it was, you were at that point. But now that, you know, a little time has passed, you've grown even more, you've had more experiences, you've had other things happen to you. So the music that you are doing now is even better than, you know, the music that you were doing then. And that's not a slight on Butter or anything like that. It's just the fact that you are evolving and moving on even more, you know, which I think is great.
All artists, we all do that. And I what I learned is that in the past, that song that I'm writing right now, they come so easy, right? Mm-hmm. They come so easy. It's like, oh my God. Like this new song that I'm doing, actually, it's with a huge producer. I don't want to tell the name yet because we haven't, you know, signed any contract yet. He's a legend.
Right.
And I wrote this song in like few hours. Oh my God. I got the beat. And then like in 30 minutes, the song was ready. I'm like, oh, I can't believe it. and then I went back and put the lyrics to it, and it's beauty. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. Wow. So things come easy as you grow and you learn and you evolve. Yeah,
I love that. I absolutely love that. Well, like I said, you're blowing up, and have already blown up down here. Do you guys plan on doing any road work in the coming future?
I do, actually. My team was telling me about that, and they know that my song's up in East Coast. It's getting bigger. It's getting a little heat over there. Mm-hmm. So I'm down to come to your town, hopefully next year, and sing a bunch of stuff, not just Butter, like a lot of new shit that I'm doing right now. So yes, I'm totally down.
I love that. I absolutely
just
love
get
that.
Get me there.
Gotta be
get
there.
Get me there. And I'm there. yes. Yeah, we gotta get some butter going over there.
That's
too cold over there, dude.
Huh?
Yeah. It's too cold over there in Alabama. You know what I mean?
You know what?
Some butter over there, yeah.
You're totally right. Because right now, it's probably want to wait till the summertime so we can show you some Southern hospitality. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, totally. Oh my, I can't wait. Yes.
Nah, I just want to say thank you, man. We're going to be checking in with you again. And, hey, just keep the music coming.
Thank you, brother. You're the best. And, yes, we are on it, brother. Happy New Year to you and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You the same. You the same.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
You take care.
You do the same.
Got it with you. Cheers.
Keep it locked in. We got much, much more straight ahead right here.